It doesn't mean there's not some revelation, some truth. It just means if it's not about Jesus, we don't need to hear it. If it's not about a finished work on the cross, we really don't need to embrace it. If it's about us, how important we are, we're off track. 3:9. Boy, we're going to do this whole one too. This is some heavy-duty stuff for this Fear of the Lord. Come Friday nights if you like this kind of preaching, because we're going to go over this, but not just looking at jealousy. God, it makes me hungry to preach it. But keep back from foolish questionings, genealogies, arguments, and quarrels of the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Vain means it doesn't matter. It's useless. They wouldn't put this in here, folks, if it wasn't happening. After the first and second warning, avoid a man of heresy, knowing that such a one has been perverted and sins, being self-condemned. Wow. I kind of like looking at verse 13 because my son's thinking of going to law school and there's so many negative things about lawyers in the Bible. But 13 says, diligently set forth Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos, that nothing be lacking to them. So there were good lawyers. Look at there. It's really, really important that as we look at these things and this thing of jealousy, that we recognize that we do not want to be these people doing these. I'm just going to read it again. Titus 3, mind them to be subject to rulers, authorities, to be obedient, to be ready in every good work, to speak evil of no one, not quarrelsome, forbearing, having displayed all meekness to men, that's humility. But we also, once were, before, get rid of the stuff. We were disobedient, being led astray. We were the same. We went after pleasures and lust. We lived in malice and envy. We were hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared, not by the works and righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration, renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So our hope in getting free, our promise in getting free, is letting the Holy Spirit change us by his word, letting the Holy Spirit work in us by his Holy Spirit, by him. Let the Holy Spirit work in us and cleanse us from all this other stuff, including jealousy. And I believe, at least for me, this is how he's doing it. He's doing it by reading his word, seeing what he says about jealousy, recognizing it in my own life, renouncing it, hating it, and by the power of God, knowing that it has to leave. And then you're changed. And once you taste a little bit of how easy this is to change, it's worth going through those hard places. It is for me. I just love that I'm not who I used to be. I love that probably a few years ago I'd have read that list, and if I was honest and let Holy Spirit convict me, I'd have had a lot of that stuff. But now, he's just pulling it all out. And I know we've talked about this before, but sometimes you have to unlayer to get down to the big boy. I believe jealousy leads to bitterness, and bitterness is against God. Let's do this. If you've had a revelation tonight, and you see it, and you want to be free, and I'm not going to do any kind of special renouncing. We did that last week. But you know between you and God that you can stand right here and say, oh, I see this. I hate this. I want it out. And you know between you and God, because you're not trying to impress me, because I'm really not worth impressing. I really, whatever. Who cares what I think? But if you really say, God, I see this jealous thing. I want to be free from it, or anything in that list. If there's something that God, you want God to set you free from, and you see it and you hate it and you go to him, now he may require you to do more. He may say, hey, you need to go talk to somebody about this. You need to confess this. You need, I can't, you know, it'd be great if we could just all read it and just tap ourselves on the head and say, all right, it's over. Especially, but you know, the word of God gives you different ways he does it. The ones who absolutely don't want to tell anybody, he usually makes you tell somebody. Why? Because he wants you free from the shame and the pride. The ones who can't wait to tell everybody everything, he just makes you be quiet and he does it between you and him. I mean, he is God. He knows how to even bring deliverance in a way that will change you to become more like him. Okay?